Hi, this is Jessie Prout, author and narrator of the audiobook I Have the Right To. It's been 3.5 years since my assault, and I'm able to look back and realize how young and unprotected I was at St. Paul's, and how little I knew about the darkness that existed in the world. Sitting in a studio and recording my life story from 2011 to now has been a life-changing experience. It's even sometimes used as a form of therapy, having people who have experienced traumatic events retell the narrative of these events to be able to own and recognize that these bad things happen and they can move on from them. I mean, I'm able to appreciate the things that have happened in my life, good and bad, and realize, okay, I wouldn't be where I am today without any of this. So I don't hate the past. I don't resent the past. I accept that everything happened. I accept that it wasn't my fault. And all I want to do is move forward and help spread positivity and help propel a consent culture instead of a rape culture. And I hope that this book can do that. I hope people who listen to my audiobook hear my words and understand how painful sexual assault and the aftermath is, and how important it is to have a support network of a loving family or supportive community around you. At the beginning of my trial, I was really looking for somebody to look up to, somebody to look to for guidance. And just like that, Laura Dunn landed in Concord, New Hampshire and helped hold my hand throughout the trial. She's one of many advocates in this realm of sexual assault advocacy who really inspires me to keep on pushing and keep on trying to help change the culture. For the longest time, nobody talked about sexual violence because it was taboo, and predatory behavior has been normalized. And this is why advocacy in this day and age is so important. We have to keep talking about these issues until people realize that this affects everybody. I want people to remember that their words matter, and that they have the right and the responsibility to create a no-tolerance environment for sexual harassment and assault. Journalists, watch what you write. People, watch what you say. And boys, pay attention to how you treat girls. Everybody deserves basic respect. Anyone can become an everyday superhero by helping intervene in an uncomfortable situation. I think it's important for people to stand up and say, "This is not okay. No more." Sexual assault is a crime of power and control, so it's extremely important to put the power and control back in the survivor's hands. To all those survivors, and to the survivors who haven't come forward yet, I believe you, I support you, and you have the right to seek justice. Speaking out isn't for everyone, but it's so important that you find people that you trust and that you're able to confide in, so that you're not carrying this all by yourself. Sexual assault does not have to define you. At the beginning of any presentation I do around sexual assault, I always think it's so important to remind everyone that we are human beings. We aren't faceless, nameless victims. We have likes and dislikes. We've had a life before and will have a life after our assaults.